Well, we see folks that are starting to, you know, get through the process, get over the initial shock of things. We have a lot. There are a lot of volunteers that have been working in the communities, trying to get debris removed off of properties and whatnot. But now we're sort of in the phase where, you know, FEMA is here. We want to make sure that we get anyone who's been affected by the storms registered. That is really the first step in the process, and in order for you to get any type of assistance, that's what we need you to do.
Now, what about the SBA? What has it been doing in the tornado-stricken and severe storm-stricken areas?
Well, you know, working with our sister agency, FEMA, FEMA gets you safe, secure, and sanitary, and when we kind of pick up where they leave off in the form of a low-interest loan. So a lot of people get confused with our name because the business is in the middle of it, but we help homeowners, renters, and nonprofits. A lot of people kind of discount themselves from applying, but there's several reasons why you should apply. Number one is if you don't complete the application, you basically have told FEMA and us that you're good to go, that you don't need any more assistance. So getting that application, number one, completed is paramount to you getting some assistance. So if we can't help you, we send you back to FEMA for possible more grant money. So it's imperative that if you got an SBA application and if you need some help filling it out, we have customer service representatives that are more willing and able to help you, give you any kind of assistance that you need to help you fill out that application.
Are there still tornado-stricken people out there who you've not found or who have not found either of your agencies, or pretty well have it under control, that you feel you've reached all the people that need to be reached?
That would be a no. This is what our job is, to make sure that anybody who needs assistance gets assistance.
And, you know, the local emergency managers pretty much know what's happened within their particular communities. So we know that they've worked very hard in compiling that information and providing it forward. So we're hoping that most of the folks that are in need have been reached. And we're just hoping now that those that are aware of the assistance that's out there get registered.
What kinds of things are there left for your two agencies still to do in these storm-stricken areas?
Once you register with FEMA, we'll have an inspector come out and take a look at your property and report the damages back to FEMA. Then they will make a determination whether you are eligible for FEMA assistance. That is sort of the first step. So the inspectors come out, go through their process. Then you'll receive a letter from FEMA. It's a determination letter that will help you decide, you know, what the next steps may be. That letter may say that, you know, you are eligible for assistance, or it may say you're ineligible. That doesn't always mean that you're denied assistance. It may just mean that we need some additional information, or maybe you're waiting for your insurance companies to come through with their settlement, because we have to wait until that process is completed as well, because we can't duplicate the efforts of your insurance company. However, you know, if you have temporary housing needs and you need assistance for that, we can possibly help you in that regard. Or if you've had medical expenses, or you're just trying to get some of the initial damage repaired in your home, there are different funds that are available to do that. However, if your insurance company doesn't cover all of your damages and you need additional funding for that, that's when the SBA can step in.
Renee Bafalas is a public information officer with FEMA. We also heard from SBA public affairs specialist John Oliver Frederick. I'm Steve Hirschberg.